Please get your Bibles and let us turn to the book of Matthew. Matthew chapter 5. As we see what the Lord has for us today. And He always sends something good to us. Ask you to just receive it, place it in your hearts. It'll do you good. It'll do you good. Matthew chapter 5. I'm reading verse 8. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. I'd like to read that again. It says, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. As we look at a subject this morning, God has placed on my heart to preach from this subject, a pure heart. A pure heart. As we Now, we're not talking about that pump that's in this body.
Yes, yes.
This is spiritual. Uh-huh. Spiritual. Pure. Blessed are the pure heart. Pure. Let's look at pure before we go a little further. Pure means something that's clean and blameless and spiritually. We're blameless from the guilt and pollution of sin.
Amen.
Pure, clean, blameless from the guilt and pollution of sin. And we know that can't be a sinner if you expect to go to heaven.
Amen.
And the Word of God says you got to have a pure heart to see God. So it's important that, again, when the Word of God comes, that we examine ourselves. You know, when the Word comes, that's where it should start. It shouldn't reflect on somebody who's not here. It should start with us.
Yes.
And we ought to say in our hearts, say, Lord, search me.
Yes.
Search me. See, we can't make anyone do right.
Amen.
But I thank God we can do right ourselves. And then once God delivers us from sins, then we can live a life so that people can see God is real. See there is a change in your life. You're not who you used to be. You don't do the things you used to do. You don't act the same way you used to act. So God is saying here that pure, clean, blameless from the guilt and the pollution of sin. In John, the 15th chapter, John chapter 15, the third verse, Jesus says, now ye are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Cleansing. It's necessary that we cleanse from sin. You know, Jesus said, if we confess our sins, He's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. But here, as we reflect again on John 15:3, says Jesus said, you are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. There's power in God's word. It's necessary for mankind to hear the word of God and to hear the word of God preached and preached in truth. Not what we dream up it, but preach what the Word of God says. Stand on God's Word. And there are times when preacher stands before the pulpit, there seems to be a pull on the message because somebody doesn't want to hear it. But he can't stop because there's a pull. He needs to, in his heart, look up and say, Lord, help me. Because we need God's Word. There's cleansing power in His Word. There's saving power in God's Word. So says we're clean through the word. Our consciences must be purified by God's word. It's the word of God that's going to work on our conscience. And our conscience must be purified by God's word. And the scripture says, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it's the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek.
Amen.
For it is written, the just shall live by faith. The power of God's word. There's saving power in God's word. And it's the word of God that will purify our conscience. Pure heart. We got to hide God's word in our hearts. Got to put it in there. In Psalms 119, 111, David said, thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee. We live by God's word. We live according to what God says, not what man says. It's what God says. And we have to be in subjection. We have to submit ourselves, our lives. And we must understand that we got to do what God says if we want to hear God say, well done. You can't be up in the mountain and down in the valley, up in the mountain and down in the valley. We got to be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. We must keep our hearts in mind. And God has left his word to help us. And David said that, that word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against thee. And it's important that we put the word of God in our hearts, because when the devil attack us, when we are attacked by his people, it's the word of God, the Holy Ghost in us, will bring up to our minds what God is saying. And it will help us to know, if we just stand on the word of God, if we stand fast, that we don't have to fight back. We don't have to try to outdo somebody. All we have required us to do is to do what God says. We're required to live a righteous life. And you can't live a holy life unless you're holy. And once God makes you holy, God has given us his word as instructions on how to live in this evil world. And I thank God that he's given us his word, because the problems that we face as children of God, if we didn't have the word of God, we'd be creatures most miserable. But I thank God, in God's word, we can find a hiding place. In God's word, we can find a source of encouragement. In God's word, we will find out that in the midst of trouble, God is there and God will help us. We thank God for the word. Hide God's word in your heart to keep that heart pure so you can do what God says. All right, so it says a pure heart. We looked at pure. Let's look at that heart. The heart is the spiritual center of life. The spiritual center of life. What am I talking about? It? Our thoughts, our desires, our will, our understanding, and our character. Those things abide in the heart. And they identify who we are by how we react and what we do. So God said in Matthew we need a pure heart.
Yeah.
Let's see why God says we need a pure heart.
Amen.
I thank God for the word. God will, he will open your understanding. If you want to know, he'll help you to know. Let us turn to Jeremiah. Jeremiah. I want to see what God has to say about that heart, why we need that pure heart. Jeremiah, the 17th chapter, and I want us to look at verse 9. Listen to what the Word of God has to say about the heart. Verse 9 says, "The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it?" Do you see why God said we need a pure heart? God knows our hearts. He knows how that heart got to be wicked. And he says here that it's deceitful above all things. Now that's serious business. That the heart is deceitful above all things. And then to add icing on the cake, and desperately wicked. The evil that we see in the land, the terrible things that we are witnessing in the land, it's because that heart is wicked. The heart is evil. And we became evil folks because of what Adam did. And so the terrible things that we see, the man, inhumanity to man. They treat an animal sometimes better than they do a human being. And the Word of God wants us to know that's not right. Amen. It's wicked. The devil works in that evil heart. The devil is our enemy. He's God's enemy. And the terrible things that we're seeing in the land is because the devil is influencing people, and he, believe it or not, the Bible says that he has some power. He is the prince of the power of the air. But I want us to remember, even though he has, and this is important, he has some power, the God we serve has all power. And the devil can only do what God allows. And if God doesn't allow it, the devil can't do it, even though he might want to do it. God has authority over the devil, and he can stop him from doing what the devil wants to do. So this is why God is saying, you know, that heart is desperately wicked. And the day in which we're living, we're just seeing just terrible things. We're seeing children killing children. And man killing his whole family, and you know, people shooting folks they don't even know. And man, just going to place and just shoot up folks. Folks get mad, and folks mistreated them, and so they take it out. They go in there and shoot them, kill them. And then what's even worse, they do a terrible crime and then commit suicide. Amen. So the Bible is true. And as you stay in the Bible, you can see these things happening. But oh, I thank God there's one who has authority. And we won't have to keep on calling on the Lord. We who are saved, we got to keep on living right. We got to keep on asking God for mercy for the land. We're going to have to ask God to please God, give some grace. We're going to have to pray and say, God, please, Lord, save the unsaved. Because that heart is desperately wicked. That's what God says about it. But look at verse 10. Verse 10 says, "I, the Lord, search the heart. There's nothing that God doesn't know about us." There are things that we don't tell anybody. It's in our hearts, and God knows it. Because he says he searched the heart. And then also he says, "I try the reins." In other words, he can try the conscience. God knows our thoughts are far off, saints. Amen. We don't have to say it out loud. God knows it. See, God has so designed us that we are thinking beings, and we think about things before what we want to do. And when we're thinking about these things, God knows all about it. I believe God knows what we're going to think before we know it. Because that's the kind of God we serve. He has that kind of, he's an all-knowing God. So he said he tried the conscience. But then look what else he goes on and says. He says, even to give every man according to his ways and according to the fruit of his doing. Judgment day is coming. And those who do not know Jesus and the pardoning of their sins, they're going to have to stand before a holy God. And they're going to be found guilty because they didn't repent of their sins. They didn't acknowledge that they needed a Savior. And because their sins were not forgiven, they're going to have to stand before God and receive his righteous judgment. And believe it or not, and folks don't want to believe it, but the day is coming when God is going to judge people. And he says we're going to have to give an account of what we've done in our bodies, whether it's been good or bad. And I tell you what, you got to be holy to do the good. Because if you don't have the Holy Ghost, if you don't have the Spirit of God in you, you can't do righteous things. That's what God's talking about when he says good. He means righteous things. Doing what is right by mankind. Forgiving folks when they have offended you. Praying for folks when they have called you names and whatever else. Feeding those folks who have talked about you behind your back and then come and need to borrow $10 so they can put some food or gas in the car. God wants us to be different from the world. And because he lives in us, because Christ lives in us, I can do what God says. Thank God for the Holy Ghost. Thank God that he lives in us. So the Lord says you're going to have to answer. That's why you need a pure heart. To get a pure heart, you won't have to stand before God as guilty. Because when God saves you, God forgives you. He said that he would blot out our sins and he wouldn't remember them anymore. Isn't that a wonderful blessing from God? Because every one of us sitting here have sinned. The Bible says all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. I don't care how many good in your eyes deeds or even the mankind eyes deeds that you have done. If you have not repented of your sins, if you have not acknowledged that you're a sinner, amen, then all your deeds is of naught. Amen. In Matthew, it tells us where the folks said that in thy name have we cast out devils. In thy name have we prophesied and done many wonderful works. And Jesus will have to tell them, I don't know you. Your work is of iniquity. You got to be born again. You have to have the Spirit of God in you. And when you have God's Spirit in you, you can do those things that's pleasing to God. It's not what we think should be done. It's what God says. Because if we would leave it to our own selves, there were some folks we'd never forgive. I've seen on TV where folks have done something terrible to a family, and that family member say, I'll never forgive them. And my heart goes out because they got to forgive them if they want God to forgive them. But I thank God that God has a plan that we can turn the other cheek. We can not try to right the wrongs that's been done to us. We don't have to talk about folks who mistreated us. Amen. We don't have to, like some folks say, yeah, brother so-and-so is sure a righteous man. So, yeah, and they're going to say, yeah, you don't know him like I know him. Amen. No, we don't do that. Amen. The Christ in us won't allow us to do that. We pray for them. We pray that God would save them. See, when a person is not saved, they're going to do sinful things. That's what sinners do. Amen. They sin. And we sin until God delivered us. Amen. We live like some of them live until God delivered us. But I thank God that God is a deliverer. I thank God that he can change a man. I thank God that he can make us a new creature. I thank God that he can help us from being mean and evil to be nice and kind and loving. Oh, I thank God for his changing power. The Bible says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, new creature. New creature. Old things have passed away. Don't get my spirit out of the bottle anymore. Amen. Don't need cigarettes to calm my nerves. Amen. Don't need to shoot up other stuff, whatever they're doing these days. The Bible lets me know I can lift up my eyes into the hills, which cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord. The Bible lets me know that if I ask for help, God will help me. The Bible lets me know that he will keep me in perfect peace if I keep my mind stayed on him. Thank God for the word. Oh, God's word is right, saints. God says that he knows all about us. No secrets. Nothing hidden from God. Out of all the people in the world, he knows the thoughts of every one of us. What a mighty God we serve. Who wouldn't want to serve a God like that? Yeah, man, you know, I need some help, and he's not too busy that he said, I'll catch you later. He's a right now God. He's there when I need him, because he assured us that he's always with us. He will never leave us. Thank God he tells us, don't fear. Fear not. I'm with thee. Yeah. Be not dismayed. Yeah. I am thy God. Amen. I will strengthen thee. Yeah. Yea, yeah. I will help thee. Yeah. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Thank God for a God who's everywhere at the same time. I thank God for a Father who lives in me. Yeah. And keeps me in his loving care. So that's what God was saying about that heart is desperately wicked. And he knows all about it. And over in Matthew the 15th chapter, I want to read another passage what the word of God says about that heart. Matthew chapter 15, verse 19. As Jesus was talking, they thought that eating things would defile a man. But look what Jesus said. For out of the heart proceed evil thoughts, murders, adulteries, fornications, thefts, false witness, blasphemies. Said, these are the things which defile a man. To but eat with unwashing hands defile it, not a man. It's that heart that is desperately wicked. That's why God says we need to have a pure heart. Let's look at the pure heart for a little while. A pure heart is having a singleness of heart toward God. What am I talking about? In my daily life, amen. I want to please God. Yeah. The way I treat people, I want to remember what God, how God told me to treat them. Amen. Those who've done me wrong, pray for them. Uh-huh. Amen. Amen. Then their word says we have to turn the other cheek. Amen. It's not you say something and I say something. Bad back and forth. The Bible says a soft answer turneth away wrath. And this is what we as people with a pure heart, our main thought is to please God in every area of our lives. not just when we're here assembled together, but when we leave here. In my neighborhood, I want to be a light. On my job, I want to be a light. Out in the community, I want to be a light. Driving down the street, when folks will cut you off or take your parking space and you're waiting to get, I want to be a light. Because I want God to be glorified. I don't want to be a stumbling block for the Lord. So you got to have a singleness of heart toward God. A pure heart. There's no guile in a pure heart. Guile representing deceit, dishonesty. None of those are good. Guile is not good. Remember, Eve was beguiled by the serpent. And look where we are today. It's no good. The Bible lets us know that there was no guile found in Jesus' mouth. Amen. We sing the song to be like Jesus. Yeah. Well, you got to keep guile out of your mouth. Amen. Out of your heart. Yeah. Thank God. We speak truth, every man to his neighbor. A pure heart, there are no hidden motives. In other words, somebody that can't keep a secret and you want to spread something on somebody, you tell them because you know they're not going to keep it. Amen. You want to throw dirt at somebody else, but to use somebody else as an instrument to do it.
Amen.
Amen. So that you can look good and smile in your face. And even perhaps see the devil and have you talk about the person that you set up to do wrong.
Uh-huh.
No hidden motives. We're above board. We treat people right.
Yes.
Amen. We're not talking about people.
Amen.
We're not wishing them harm.
Yes.
No, they talk about us, and if we know something about them, the devil will say, tell it. And the Holy Ghost said, hold your peace. Because vengeance is mine,
yes,
and I will repay. Amen. That's what God wants us to do. There are no hidden motives in our lives.
Amen.
We're going to do what's right. We're going to treat people right. Amen. And then a pure heart, there's no hypocrisy. You're not a hypocrite. You're not telling folks they need to be saved and you don't even know how to talk to folks. You're not saying you're saved and your life is not exemplary of a saved person. Amen. You go to church and you can say, preach, preach, preach.
Amen.
And you're not doing what he says.
Amen.
And he's giving you what thus saith the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. See, again, remember I told you, God knows you.
Yes.
The hypocrites are not hidden from God. He's given us a witness.
Yes.
And the witness is the Holy Ghost. And the Holy Ghost is the Spirit of God. And God knows everyone that he's saved. Because he sealed us until the day of redemption. Amen. A pure heart. That's what we want, a pure heart. A pure heart. God makes our hearts pure. By Jesus' sacrifice and sanctifying works in our lives. It cost Jesus his life for us to have a pure heart. Amen.
Amen.
And God is the only one that can give us a pure heart.
Amen.
The scripture let us know it's not by works of righteousness that we have done. According to his mercy, he saved us by the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost. Salvation is the work of God. Salvation is a gift from God.
Yeah.
Amen. But that gift cost God his only son.
Yeah.
But God wants us to have a pure heart. Let's go to Ezekiel. Ezekiel chapter 11. Ezekiel chapter 11. Ezekiel And this is what God will do for us when we look to him. Verse 19, listen what he says. And I will give them one heart. And I will put a new spirit within you. And I will take the stony heart out of their flesh and will give them a heart of flesh. In other words, God is going to give us a new heart. When he saves us, he gives us a new heart. And not only that, he puts a new spirit in us. He takes out the evil spirit and he comes to live in us. He gives us the gift of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
And the Holy Ghost in us causes us to live right.
Amen.
Because the life I live, remember the scripture says, not I, but it's Christ. Christ lives in us. And remember, Jesus always obeyed the Father. And because he lives in us, he causes us to do what God says. He gives us the help we need. When Jesus left here, he told his disciples he was going away, he was going to send them another comforter. And the comforter is the Holy Ghost. And thank God the Holy Ghost is in the land today, and he lives in you and me. So he says he's going to take the stony heart, that old wicked heart, the heart that didn't want to hear what the Bible said. Well, folks will tell you, don't tell me what the Bible says. That's you. You do what you... No. God will take that heart out of you and give you a heart so that when the word of God comes, you'll be receptive. Those of us who have a pure heart, we want to hear what thus saith the Lord. We want the God, when we want God to speak to us. We want direction for us. We don't want to do what we think is right to do. We want to do what God says we should do. And when we have that kind of determination, God lets us know that we can do what he commands us to do because in us, he lets us know, I can do, you can do all things through Christ, which strengthens us. We have the help we need. The Holy Ghost is a comforter, is a helper. And it helps us to walk the straight and narrow. It helps us to obey God's word. It helps us to do as God commands. And we want to do it because we love God for all the many wonderful things that he's done for us. So God gives us a new heart. And look what happens after we receive that new heart and why God gives it to us, why he wants us to have a pure heart. Verse 20 says, that they may walk in my statutes. God wants us to live by his word, saints. And to keep mine ordinances. And do them. Not just saying, I know that's in the Bible, but. We're going to say, I know that's in the Bible. And because it's in the Bible, it's right. And because it's in God's word, that means he gave it to us. And because God gave it to us, that is what we need to do in order to please him. And because that is what we need to do, he has equipped us so that we can do it. It's in the Bible, I believe it, and I'm going to do it.
Amen.
I can't make you do it, but I can do it.
Amen.
I can do what God says.
Oh, yes.
God has given me a new heart. If you say, if you have a new heart, and God says that, he's going to take that old stony heart out of us.
Amen.
And he's going to give us a heart so that we'll be obedient.
Amen. Yeah.
Obedience is what God is looking for from his people. Amen. We got to obey God.
Amen.
If you love me, obey me.
Amen.
If you're not obeying God, you're a sinner. Because disobedience is a sin.
Amen.
And sinners will not see God in peace. So said he's given us that new heart so that we can do what he says and do them. And then look what God, the wonderful thing God has said as we look at the latter part of that. And they shall be my people, and I will be their God.
Amen.
So in the New Testament, he says to us, we can call him Abba Father. We're heirs of God and joint heirs with Jesus Christ, and we can call him our Father because he is our Father. We become his sons and daughters. We are adopted into the family of God. We're heirs of God and joint heirs with Jesus Christ. So you can have a pure heart because God will give it to you. And the last point I want us to consider as we go through Psalm 51. Psalm 51. To have a pure heart is to surrender our lives to Jesus and ask him to cleanse us. Surrender. We have to turn our thoughts, our mind, our whole bodies over to God. Say, Lord, we sing a song, I surrender. Yes. I surrender all. Yes. I want to be in the hands of God. Amen. I want God to guide my footsteps. Yes. I want God to tell me what to do, and I want to be the kind of Christian that say, yes, Lord. If you said it, it's yes, Lord. Because there's always a blessing in obeying God's word. Yeah. So if you need a pure heart, give up. You don't have the intelligence how to make it to heaven without God. You got to know that the life you were born with was against God. But there's a better way. God can turn you around. You don't have to be on the road to destruction. You could be on that road that leads to life everlasting. In the 10th verse, Psalm 51:10, it says, create in me a clean heart. That's something every one of us got to pray. Create in me, Lord. It's not my sister. It's not my brother. It's me, Lord. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. That's what a pure heart will do. And when we go to God and ask God to do the work, he will cleanse us from all unrighteousness. He will come to live in us with the assurance that he will never leave us nor forsake us. That he'll be with us always, even to the end of the world. And when he comes back, he'll know us. Because we're his children, we have his spirit. And then those of us who are yet on the earth, when he comes back on the clouds of glory, we'll meet him in the midair. And the Bible says we will go away. And we will forever be with the Lord in that wonderful place that Jesus went to prepare for us. A place where there's no sickness, no death, no dying. A place where there's no night. A place where there's everlasting joy. Thank God that you can have a pure heart, and you must have a pure heart if you want to see God. Will everyone please stand? We thank God for his word now. Amen. God has sent his word to us. Yes. And what we're required to do is to make sure we're doing what he says. Yes. If you're not saved, you need a pure heart. Amen. If you don't know Jesus and the pardoning of your sins, you need to pray every day and say, Lord, have mercy on my soul. I acknowledge that I'm a sinner. Yes. I acknowledge, Lord, that I need you. Lord, please have mercy on me. Save me. And the Bible says if you ask for the Holy Ghost, he'll give it to you. Because the Holy Ghost is a gift that only God can give. Let us pray. Dear God, our Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for the great love that you have for us. We thank you how you send your word to help us. We thank you, Lord, that you've given us instructions on how to live a righteous life. And not only that, you're with us to help us and give us the help that we need so that we can obey your word. Dear Lord, we ask you to help us to examine our ways, to make sure that we are doing your will. And Lord, we ask, look on those who do not know you. Father, have mercy. Touch their hearts and mind. Help them, Lord, to cry out for mercy. Say, Lord, have mercy on my soul. Lord, save me. I acknowledge, Lord, that I need you. And I thank God, Father, that you said if we confess our sins, you will cleanse us from our sins. You're a faithful God. You're a righteous God. And what you promise you will do, and you will cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And Father, when you cleanse us, you're going to give us a new heart and a new spirit so that we can walk in righteousness before you. And on that day when you return, we will be able to hear you say, well done, thy good and faithful servant. Father, we ask you to bless everyone here under the sound of my voice. We ask you to bless the members who desire to come and could not make it. Lord, we ask you to keep them in your care. We ask you to keep us from evil, hurt, harm, and danger. Keep us safe. Keep our bodies well from sickness and diseases. We thank you, Lord, how you've been so good and merciful to us. Lord, you kept us out of the hospital during the pandemic. Oh, you kept us well, Lord. And for that, we say thank you. Father, we ask you to keep us meek and humble, and we'll forever praise your name. Thank God. Amen. And amen. God bless you. You may be seated. Let's obey the word, saints. And again, as I often say, God sends his word to help you and me. Amen. No one is above doing what God says. As you can see, we thank God for you who remember to dress in white. I'm going to ask Elvis to give the announcements, and then immediately afterwards we're going to remember what Jesus has done for us. God bless you. Thank you for the announcements. And I thank God for your faithfulness. Y'all, the church remembers you have been so faithful during this time. And just know that God's going to bless you for your faithfulness. If you would, as we prepare to remember what Jesus did for us, so that today as we sit here, those of us who are saved, we're sitting in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. We are family, God's family. And I thank God for that. But it cost Jesus his life. Isaiah chapter 53. Let us break bread together on our knees. Let us break bread. Oh. Isaiah, the 53rd chapter, I'll read the first verse, you read the next verse, and when we get to the last verse, we'll all read that together at the 12th verse. But we want to read this because our Lord and Jesus endured a lot for us. And we don't ever want to forget. We want to remember what our salvation cost him. Who hath believed our report? And to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief, and we hid as it were our faces from him. He was despised, and we esteemed him not. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed.
All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all.
He was oppressed, and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. He is brought as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before her shearers is dumb, so he opened not his mouth. And he made his grave with the wicked and with the rich in his death, because he had done no violence, neither was any deceit in his mouth. He shall see of the travail of his soul and shall be satisfied. By his knowledge shall my righteous servant justify many, for he shall bear their iniquities. Therefore, I glad in him a portion with the great, and he shall divide the spoil with the strong, because he hath poured out his soul unto death, and he was numbered with the transgressors, and he bare the sins of many and made intercession for the transgressors. Please repeat after me. Thank God for Jesus. Heads are bowed. Dear God, our Father, we come to you, Lord, saying thank you. We thank you that you're a God of mercy. You looked on us in a pitiful state. You looked on us when we were your enemies. You looked on us, Lord, and was it your will that we should perish? We thank you, God, that you sent your son, Jesus. And Jesus obediently went to the cross. He suffered and died to pay our sins. He died so that we could be saved. He died so that we would be holy. He died so that we would be able to spend eternity with you. And for that, we say thank you, Lord. Father, we ask you to help us to live a righteous life every day. Help us to always remember what our salvation cost. It cost Jesus his life. Lord, help us to uphold the righteousness that you've given to us. Help us to live a life in front of people to bring glory to your holy name. Thank you, God, for salvation. Thank you for eternal life. Thank you, God, that one day we're going home and we'll be with you forever. Lord, we ask you to look on us. Keep us in your care. Keep us with our mind stayed on you. And we will forever praise your holy name. Thank God. Amen. Amen. God bless you. Again, we do thank God for Jesus.